The occasion is nikah. So the subject that we'll discuss today is going to be nikah. Two things that come from Jannat, and if you look after it and preserve it, then it takes you back to Jannat. One is Iman. You must bear this in mind, no matter how much of hard work a person can do, no matter how much of good deeds a person do, no matter how much of piety a person try to have, until and unless he does not have Iman in him, that ibadat that he is making or is doing is of no benefit. Iman is something which we have to preserve and look after and take care of it. It's not something Allah Ta'ala has given to only those who are rich, or not those people who hold some status, but it's something that's a gift Allah has given to everyone who's called a mu'min. But that is something which you have to take care of. You have to look after it. When a person commits a sin, he can make tawbah and Allah will forgive him. But Iman is something which you do not understand, that if you not preserve and look after it, there's a possibility that you can die without Iman. First and foremost, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala must keep us with Kamil Iman. One is Iman and Kamil Iman. Kamil Iman, if a person has got in him with perfect Iman, then inshallah he will go into Jannah without reckoning. Second is Nikah, which has come from Jannah and go back to Jannah. You and I must understand that this is not a small Ibadat, it's a very great Ibadat. Allah Ta'ala has brought about prescribed Nikah for a reason. To bring about a healthy society, to bring about a society can recognize one another, to bring about a society which can bring about love and affection, to bring about a society that have unity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed nikah. Nikah is one ibadat compared to any other ibadat. If you look at namaz and zakat, these are mentioned in namaz, in the Quran as this: وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةُ. If you want to have full detail, know about full days of namaz and zakat, you have to look in the kitab, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But nikah is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in full detail about nikah in the Holy Quran. How you should get married, whom you should get married with, and what type of quality that you will search for when you get married. Because to get married is very easy. Marriage you can get very easy, but to maintain it, to look after this marriage, is a very difficult thing. My husband Mawla Masihullah Sahib Nawar Allah Al-Qadr mentioned this, ke nikah karna bahut aasan hai, nibah karna bahut mushkil hai. To perform nikah is just 2 rakats namaz. Like a person reads 2 rakats namaz, that's how you perform nikah. But to maintain that nikah, to look after that nikah, is the most important thing. And remember, nikah is so important in one's life that he must know very carefully who his partner is, what type of partner he should choose. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Nazir Ali said that when a person gets married, he must get married for the sake of keeping himself pure. He must get married for the sake of keeping away from sins. He must get married because he will seek the seek of nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must get married because he must have this one thing, that is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And he must get married because so that he can keep away from all the wrongs, so that he can get even more dear and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who gets married with that intention, to keep himself pure and keep away from sins, and to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists him in every way. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam mentioned to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Ali, do not delay 3 things. 3 things you must not delay. But sad to say that those 3 things we are delaying today. O Ali, when a time of salah takes place, do not delay. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'mina kitaban mawquta. Namaz has been made first in its time. You have to respect its time. You and I know very well the masla that when a person is getting drowned also in the time of salah takes place, and that occasion to him has made the niyat of salah to respect the time Allah has prescribed. Time does not allow me to go into details, but just to mention to you that how much of us are taking care of our salah. As far as worldly things are concerned, we are taking first. When it comes to salah, is the last thing that we do. Takbir-ul-Ula is very important in Islam. We do not know what's the meaning of Takbir-ul-Ula. Takbir-ul-Ula means to join the imam with the first takbir. Let me mention to you an incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was very sad. Rasulullah asked, "Oh Abu Bakr, why are you so sad?" He says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have lost so many sheep, so many slaves, and so many this and that." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Oh Abu Bakr, I thought something else." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean something else?" "I thought that you have missed the Takbir-ul-Ula." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, you mean Takbir-ul-Ula is so important?" He said that everything in this world, with all the slaves and animals that if you lose in this world, equivalent to this world, is nothing compared to one Takbir-ul-Ula. From there you come to know how much of us are keeping, showing importance to this Takbir-ul-Ula. Second, say, "Oh Ali, remember when the time of janaza takes place, do not delay. No matter what you want to do, the janaza, if the good person, the good person will say also, please take me to my original place at my qabr. Because when a person passes away, do not think that the qabr is a place of a dungeon, it's a place of paradise for the person who dies with iman. So a good person will say himself, please send me away to my original place. And a bad person, who wants a bad person in his own house to?" So Rasulullah said, "Oh Ali, remember, when it comes to janaza, no matter what it is, make it as quick as possible." And the third thing, which is sad to say, which we are not doing, and that is when a time when you got a jodu, your partner for your son or a daughter, you delay. You say, "Oh Ali, do not delay." And that's the reason why today we are going through so much of difficulties and hardships. Nikah is a very great ibadat. It came from Jannat. Just imagine a place. What's your purpose for nikah? The purpose for nikah is to bring about peace of mind, contentment. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah. There's no place more content. There's no place more peace and mind, peace of heart. Yet there he requested Allah, "Oh Allah, give me a partner." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a partner, which I'm not going to go into detail, just to tell you that nikah is something that came from Jannah and it has come into this world. So in an ibadat that came from Jannah, and we perform that ibadat in this world, must also be performed in the same manner as performed in Jannah. How simple. There are so many benefits in nikah. There are so many benefits. One is a person when he passes away, all his actions are closed besides sadqah jariyah, three things. One is he leaves some knowledge with others benefit. Second is that that sadqah jariyah that you do, you leave out. You build a well, build a mosque. You build a madrasa. Those are called sadqah jariyah. And third is you leave, and which is the most important thing, is called waladun salih, a pious child. Because when the person leaves this world, he leaves everything, his actions are closed. Everything is closed. The only thing that's going to help you on a day of Qiyamah is that waladun salih. When the time when Allah Ta'ala gives him status in Jannat and gives him that status and say, "Oh Allah, I did not do anything in the world. How is it that you've given me this status?" Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will tell, "It's merely because of your awlad, your child. When you left this world, he made dua and maghfirat for you." Dua and maghfirat. So nikah is something which we have to choose the partner, the right partner. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam says, when a person chooses a partner, he chooses in four things. One is because of status. Second is because of wealth. Third is because of beauty. And the fourth is because of piety. And he said that make sure that you choose a partner as a pious one. Because why? If a person got wealth, it's something which Allah has given today, tomorrow he can take it away too. So if a person got married because of wealth, once the wealth goes away, then the marriage also goes away. Because I got married because of wealth. Second is because of beauty. I got married to a very beautiful girl. No one says you must not get married to a beautiful girl. You must get the most beautiful girl. So you got married to a very beautiful girl. And the moment it fades away, you must know one bukhar takes place, one fever takes place. What happens? All that thing dries off. And now because you got married to a very beautiful woman, I got married to a beautiful woman. There's no other intention. So once that thing fades away, then you also fade away too. You also fade away. So then that nikah will not last. And third is that nikah of status. You got married because of status. These are things which come from Allah. When it comes from Allah, Allah takes away, then what's going to happen? One thing that will always remain with you, and that's from Allah, and that will bring out barakat, is piety. Say, when you become pious, then the fear of Allah Ta'ala, then no matter what kind of partner you have, no matter what kind of condition you go, no matter the good condition, the bad condition, every condition you accept your partner wholeheartedly. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, hey Yunus, get married to a certain woman, and whatever hardship she gives you and whatever difficulty she gives you, you may suffer on that. That is your forgiveness for the hereafter. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam got married to this woman. She gave him so much of taklif. People even told him, why you are still keeping her? He said, I'm keeping her because Allah has given this partner. Each and every one should think that this is a partner Allah has given me. When you get married, you must think this is a partner Allah has made for me. Now whatever difficulties and hardship that you face, it's a blessing for you if you take it that Allah has said. If man takes every partner that this woman of mine, Allah has chosen for me, he knows what is good for me. Because remember one thing, if you chose any partner, that partner, I always say to my friends, you know, those people are courting before nikah, they always end in the courts. They all end in courts. And 99% of it, anything you do against the law of Allah or the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's no barakat in it. There's no barakat at all. So when a partner has been chosen to you for you, you must take that partner to be barakat for you. And whatever difficulties and hardship that comes for you, you must think it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a time a person does not do a lot of ibadat. He does not make a lot of ibadat. Then Allah ta'ala says, never mind this banda of mine. He's so good to me. He's keeping away from sins. But he's keeping his 5 times salah. But does not make a lot of ibadat. Let me give him one partner of that kind. Who gives him a little bit of taklif and hardship. And he makes sabr on that. He makes sabr on that. On that, when he makes sabr and keeps quiet, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him barakat and jannat. I'll give you an incident. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib, my sheikh, gave us an incident, and I always mention it. There was a buzruk, you know, when he came from a very, he was very tired, and he came home, and he was very hungry too. Tired and hungry too. It so happened that day the wife made some nice food for him. Very tasty, what a smell and all that. And he began to, those days, you know, the wives, they don't eat before the husband. But now you don't blame the wives, the husband don't come on time too. What must you do? You don't blame the wives. Before the husband and wife or something. Now the husband come home too, he's got business inside. When he's eating food, he's not eating food, he's eating money. All the time he's... So wife, what can I wait for my wife? However, it so happened that this buzuk's wife, she gave him the food to eat and he ate it like it was his best meal. Best meal. Very happy. She was so happy at heart that mashallah, my husband is enjoying his meal. And then it was her turn to come. She's written a kitab, and she put that one muscle in her mouth, she couldn't eat that food. Because there was no salt in the food. You know how salt is so important. There's no salt in the food. She told her husband, I'm surprised. How is it that you ate this food? I cannot even eat this food. She said, what must I do? Every day you gave me the best meal. Today if there's no salt in the food, how can I fight with you? Just imagine on that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written a kitab. Because he kept his wife's heart, that every day she gave the best meal and today why must I make a noise? On that, and he was a great buzruk. Allah ta'ala told that I have not looked at any of your ibadat. You made so much ibadat at night. You made so much of tahajjud and everything. I have not looked at any of those actions. I only have looked at this one action, that why you kept my bandi's heart. Today I'm giving you jannat. So just imagine this nikah. It's a very great ibadat that if you know it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it must be performed like 2 rakat namaz. Performed like two. How a person when he performs 2 rakat namaz does not go through any difficulty and hardship. Likewise, nikah must also be performed the same. Inna a'zama an-nikah mubarakah. That nikah which has got the most barakah, that nikah which is done in the most simplest form. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, the whole world knows him, very great saint. You know, when he was, his daughters were getting married to Mullah Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, they asked to propose for the daughter, and he went and told his wife the same day, tomorrow my daughters are getting married. Today they'll propose, tomorrow get married. To the wife, you know, the wife, after all, the home affairs got all the show, you know. Today, like that, you know. The man says, you know, I don't know what to do. My wife says everything. When it suits him, the wife says. So, however, he told, you know, Sheikh Zakaria Sahib told his daughter, his wife, our daughter is getting married tomorrow. Why so quick? So, you have to make this preparation and that preparation. So, what he answered, Mujhe malum nahi tha ki meri betiya sab nangi phir rahi hai. What's the necessity that I must make new clothing? Clothing is there. The nikah has to be performed. Why didn't you look at the nikah of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha? If you only look at the nikah of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, it was the most simplest nikah. Like 2 rakat namaz. So he did not even listen at home, and he said, but next day the nikah was performed. But their wives were of that kind too. Their wives were very pious. Let me just tell you how his daughters were. His daughters were in a month of Ramadan, every day reading 15 siparas a day. Doing work in the house and 15 siparas a day. And the wife was also so pious. So, if we want our nikahs to be barakat, let it be more simple as a form and get our children to get married to pious children. Pious children is the most important. Your child can become everything, but he must become pious. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala that this nikah that took place, Allah must give barakat in his nikah. Allah Ta'ala must give muhabbat in his nikah. Allah Ta'ala har qisam ke fitna aur sitr se hifazat farma. Yahan par jitne hazrat hain, Allah Ta'ala unke biwi ka huquq ada karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.